This is Mark, and you are listening to the King of Queens podcast. I have on my first returning guest, Louis. How you doing?
Good, Mark. How are you?
Doing all right, man. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and, you know, talk about King of Queens.
Of course. And thank you for having me again. And I'm excited to be here. And yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's this is a great episode. This is an apartment complex we'll be talking about.
Definitely is.
Going back to February 6th, 2006. And so just over 20 years ago, this episode does not feel 20 years old to me.
It doesn't.
But it is. It's crazy. So we had an opener where Doug is trying to sit on the couch and then he kind of flips it back, knocks Arthur off, arthritis off the couch. And so I just kind of skipped that. You know, it's pretty visual anyway. Let's see. So we open up with Carrie on her ancient laptop. From a nerdy point of view, I'm looking at it. I see like a printer port, external monitor port. Like, these older computers are pretty amazing. But yeah, hey, 20 years ago, we still, you know, we did have laptops, right?
Question for you, Mark. Is the screen black right now?
No, but if it's black there, I can do a refresh while we're recording.
Okay, gotcha.
All right.
Oh, hi, Miss Conrad. Yes, I'm pulling the listings right now. And listen, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I won't let you... What? Am I using the TRD reports? Of course, I have them right here. I'm all about the TRDs. Okay. All right, no problem. Bye-bye. Oh, my God, I hope I left them in the bathroom.
Did your screen pop back on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
So Carrie's working from home, kind of a new concept for the early 2000s, but not totally unheard of. So yeah, she's going to run upstairs and while she's up there, just looking for papers, chaos in the house, right? It's just bananas. How much damage these idiots do.
Let's play some cards. Danny, you get the beer. Spence, here.
Look at all the work she is like out. You know, it's like
everywhere.
Order up some Chinese?
Yeah.
Deke.
Tunes, I'm right on it.
All right. Oh, hey, instead of Tung Sing, let's try Szechuan Village. It's supposed to be amazing.
As long as I can make my dish.
Beef with broccoli.
With?
No broccoli.
I think it's kind of a classic saying, right? Beef and broccoli with? No broccoli. So, yeah, they're just like setting up the whole table for cards. Carrie comes down, and it is quite literally 50 seconds later. According to this, it's actually 48 seconds later.
And 40 seconds, all that damage.
All that damage being done. It's kind of interesting if you look at a couple of the pictures that are hanging up, by the way. Because this, if you look here in this picture, this totally looks like Kevin James in some type of bridal party. It's an interesting painting on the wall. I don't know what that is. It's a photograph of someone. I don't know.
The horse? The James one, it kind of looks like he's a groom and the bride is on the left and there's like a priest in the middle, no?
Yeah. Like, was this an actual staged thing or did they Photoshop her Leah's head on top of his wife or something? It's crazy. And even the sketch on the left, a mother and child type of sketch, is pretty nice. It's not so bad.
I was looking forward to the photo they got from Deacon and Kelly. But.
Yeah, but you know, that didn't last too long. You know, I mean, then again, which would you rather have hanging in your house? The jazz statue or the painting? Because if you recall, the statue did come from Harlem, just FYI.
I would have the jazz statue, to be honest.
Yeah, I like the jazz statue.
You know, it shows you probably know a little jazz, you've got some classical music bones.
Yeah. Although if it was the original, I feel like those jazz statues you can actually find almost anywhere, like right next to all the Mentolos. But the painting, if you got the actual painting from the show, someone has to have it, right?
Yeah.
it's got to be out there.
You know that you brought up Mentolo, is that a real toy?
No.
Oh, okay. I never actually looked that up. That's a good one.
And Mental Man, remember? The knockoff?
Yeah. The Fez.
Yeah, the Fez.
Hey. Big jar of honey tipped over in your fridge.
That's amazing.
What the hell just happened here?
I'm playing poker. Could you watch the language in front of my company?
No. It's not happening.
What are they listening? They're listening to some weird generic, somebody's demo tape or something. Somebody's cousin's like, can you just play the song on the show?
It's always like that, yeah.
What are you doing?
Doug, I need this room to work, okay? We have a big client.
Also, you remember in the late 90s, early 2000s, those little stereo systems?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Flying in from LA, I have to pull all the listings of our condos, co-ops, lost. Then I have to project what the amortized mortgage would be.
Okay, if you're trying to bore us into leaving, mission accomplished.
So they're like, getting out of here. They don't know where to go. There's a raccoon apparently living in the garage, so that's off limits. But she's like, whatever it is, you got to go. So they're like, we're going to go out to eat. To Szechuan Village.
All right, so what do you want to do?
Hit me.
Damn it!
Can we be done now?
And it's just funny. They're just always torturing Spence, using Spence as a table.
Always.
God, when did you become such a complainer? Whenever I'm forced to be furniture.
Yoma, come on. I don't want to play anymore. Getting too good a view of backstage Spence.
Backstage Spence. So they're just, you know, kind of going through their own thing, struggling to find a place to hang out. Four grown men.
So, we got a table anytime soon?
Well, good news is a Chinese family who just finished eating. Bad news is they start playing some kind of game with tiles.
Oh, God, I hope it's not shogi. That could take hours.
All right, look, why don't we just grab some takeout and go play in the garage?
It's like, Spence is always the cultured subway token taker. It's amazing.
He knows everything sideways.
Yeah.
Like everything that nobody's interested in, he knows about it.
Yeah, he's on a different plane. You know, he really is. But they see this sign that we kind of see inquire within for an apartment, and they're thinking, hey, why don't we consider doing it? So they go and get a tour.
The location is good. Close to shopping, schools are excellent. The blinds are new. My mother-in-law put them up just before she passed away. Drop dead. Drop dead right where you are standing.
Her heart?
No, the ceiling fan came down on her. It's in there pretty good now, though.
And, I mean, this is in Queens. So it's another thing that's kind of crazy is how expensive this normally would be.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Hey, Laila. I better get back down to my restaurant. Anything else?
How much is the rent again?
$800 a month, including utilities. No pets. Cat get loose in a Chinese restaurant, and, well, that's hard to live down.
So this actor, the Asian guy, James Hong.
He's actually hilarious.
Oh, he's great, and he's been in everything. I mean, the guy has had a very long career, but he's been in so many different things, like voicing things like Kung Fu Panda, and
he's in one of my favorites, Balls of Fury.
Oh, really? All right, I know what you're talking about.
He's hilarious in these little anecdotes, especially like the part you just saw now, how he'll have somebody yelling at him in his language, and then he'll yell back.
Yeah.
It's just too funny. And he does it in a couple of the movies, too.
Also, if you ever watched Seinfeld, you'll remember him from the guy who worked at the Asian thing where...
I might have missed that episode.
It's the one. It just takes place in a Chinese food restaurant. Mm-hmm. And he's actually in a couple episodes of Bonanza. He plays Hop Sing's cousin. He's just one of these guys. I'm like looking at his IMDb. It's like literally hundreds of roles. Everything from like Starsky and Hutch and Charlie's Angels from the 70s.
Oh, yeah, Starsky and Hutch.
Different Strokes, Dynasty, General Hot. Like there is nothing that this guy has not done. What I remember him from when I was a kid anyways, Big Trouble in Little China.
Yes.
And yeah, he's just one of these guys you've seen everywhere.
He's smart. He found a way to get a piece of the pie, even if it's the smallest piece. You know, it works.
Well, I bet you he made a crap load of money, and he's still around. You know, he's, how old would he be? He'd be 94? He was born in 1929.
So, God bless.
Yeah. I mean, that's actually 97? Holy moly. And he's still working. He plays in a movie called You Can't Win as, quote, old Chinese man.
Wow. That's
a so in my school district here, one of the languages that they offer is Mandarin. And my son decided to give himself a challenge. He's like, he's going to learn Hebrew for his bar mitzvah, but he's also going to learn Mandarin. So he took 6 years of Mandarin. And he said the Mandarin, the Spanish that they're using here is pretty accurate. He's like, Doug's is like kind of eh, but you know, also Doug would know some level of Mandarin being that he's married to a Chinese woman in real life. So I would imagine he has some like grasp of it, right?
I've seen his wife sometimes in the red carpets and stuff, but I never put it to which.
I think like, she's. Which... I mean, I think she's Chinese American, but I mean, it's not like. But yeah. I'm just gonna guess that there's some level of Chinese in there, and then when he blots it out later, it's kind of funny.
Just one thing before we go back to it. Yeah. So your son, he managed to learn all of the Mandarin like in the 6 years, or like he managed to like go through it.
I mean, they start in middle school and he went through high school with, he's graduating this year. He knows conversational Mandarin. You know, he speaks like, if we go to a Chinese food place, he'll like, you know, they know him as like the white kid who speaks Mandarin. I mean, at least they act like they're impressed, but they're like, he speaks better than my kid, you know, that type of thing.
and they probably go home and look at their kids full of shame.
Yeah, exactly. And hit them. You go to work. But
no, it's like that. It's like that. Like, if I didn't know Albanian or Italian, my family or friends back there or my family's friends would look at me with shame. 100%.
Really?
So it's like that. Yeah. It's like that. Like if I meet another Albanian and I don't speak to them Albanian, like to show them that I know the language, because it is like an ancient language.
Yeah,
they'll look at you with shame. 100%. Wow.
Yeah. Spence is Albanian.
Yeah, he has some parts of Albania. I think it was his mom or his dad, either or.
But do you remember the episode where we have the girl who is from Albania? Now, how accurate is that language that they were using?
It was very accurate from her part. Very accurate. It's just the way you say it sometimes, like, you know, like a different like way of style or like of speaking. But yeah, very accurate. Yeah.
All right, that's 100%. Pretty interesting. I like that. And, attention to detail.
Yeah. 100%.
So the guys are talking about what they're going to do.
She can't.
Oh, here we go.
What do you guys think?
I'm not sure Kelly's going to go for it.
She can't not go for what she doesn't not know about.
Why is Doug talking like a fortune cookie?
What? You don't tell her.
Oh, what, you're not going to tell Carrie?
Hell to the no. Broads ain't hearing about this, and Broads definitely ain't invited.
You know what? I'm in.
Yeah, me too. Spence?
The no Broads policy, though, like... Say I meet a hot chick in a bar and I want to bring her up here. I mean, would that be okay or no?
Let's cross that imaginary bridge when we come to it.
So a lot of people are like, well, what's the deal? Why, you know, Spence and Danny live together. They have their own apartment, but apparently Spence's mom is living with them.
Yeah, it's always a dilemma because they could have easily gone there and hung out. You know,
but you know, they have his mom hanging out there. So
no, I'm saying like without the mom, of course.
Oh yeah. So let's see. We go to the house and they're kind of like packing up all their goodies to bring to their newfound bachelor pad.
I'll be honest with you. This is every group of friends' dream. Like, you know what I mean? I was in a situation like this and I loved it. I loved it.
So I rented a house with a friend of mine. So basically we were living this, you know, like it was our like life. And then we decided to, with two other friends, to rent this really huge house. Right. And that was a disaster, but there, it's weird because you get to the point where it's just like, this is, it's too much chaos. Everybody has to be on the same page. You get one person that's not on the same page, or they have like a heroin problem. Like all of a sudden bad things start happening, you know? So it's a tough one. It's a tough one, but it's definitely, I do recommend everybody kind of having this kind of freedom. And this would have been Doug's basement had not Arthur moved in.
Yeah, but it would have been so great for Doug, but for us, the show, I don't think it would have been the same.
Yeah, but this is the hole in his life. This is what's missing.
Yeah.
It's like this level of psychological freedom.
Carrie's going to be home any minute.
Hey, you want to bring this George Foreman grill?
George Foreman grill, pretty popular at this period of time, right?
My dad had one in the garage. Yeah, definitely.
Nah.
Yeah, I had, I think everybody had one. You know, like, it was like a popular thing. They were not expensive. And you could, like, cook a steak from frozen in, like, 10 minutes.
Do you remember the next big thing that came out after that?
Which thing?
It was the little toaster oven or little oven thing that you could buy. Like, it was, like, six payments. Oh, remember those? God.
No.
And it was the set it and forget it.
God, what was it? What was that guy's name? I could see his face.
He would stick a whole chicken in the oven. Yes.
Yeah. It's like the rotisserie chicken.
Set it
and forget it. Rotisserie. I am not spelling that correctly. The Ronco Showtime Rotisserie and Barbecue Oven.
Yes. Ron when you had to watch the commercial to buy it.
Oh, my God. So funny.
Those were some good times.
You know, they probably still make these things.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah, they do. Target. You can buy one for $183. Ronco Digital Showtime comes with a timer and everything. Amazing.
Place, let's leave animal fat where it belongs. In the food.
Hey, there's you. Hey,
what's up, Kara?
Why do you have folding chairs tied to the roof of your car?
it's for my kid. He likes musical chairs. He's trying out for the team at school.
The team. So we're just kind of sharing, like, coming home. I kind of like this little thing where Carrie sees the stuff that he's packing away to get rid of.
Oh, you know what? Give me a call when it's Mr. D.
Hey.
Oh, wait, sorry, this is...
Mr. Drummond.
She has, like, a celebrity who she is working with and is trying to play the guessing game.
Well, I did, and I am. Anyway, guess who it is? Big star.
Tom Hanks.
No.
The guy who played Mr. Drummond.
No!
I'm out.
All right, Kirstie Alley.
Oh. Back then, she was pretty big, yes.
Oh, yeah, I love Kirstie Alley, and she just died a couple years ago.
Yeah,
one, Mr. D.
Hey, whoa, what is all this stuff?
Now, Kirstie Alley, also famously a Scientologist, and Leah Remini, of course. The thing is that Kirstie Alley remained a Scientologist, and Leah, you know, bailed out. So I'm wondering, like, did that, you know, at this point, Leah Remini was still in the church, I'm presuming.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
No, this is just stuff that I'm going to sell on eBay. Hold that thought.
Honey, you're selling your PlayStation? You love it.
Exactly. That's why I'm getting rid of all this crap, you know, so I can, spend more time with you.
I love this little moment right here.
To do what?
I got nothing right now.
So Arthur comes up with something to put on eBay, and this makes me miss the earlier days of eBay. Even 2006 was already like longing for the early days of eBay. When I say early days of eBay, I'm talking about like 1995, even like 96. Crazy.
I didn't even know about eBay at that year.
Really? Wow. It's wow. I was all about eBay back then.
Down there, big boy.
What?
Here, sell this for me. A potato chip. Not just a potato chip. A potato chip that looks just like Richard Nixon.
It's just hilarious. Only Arthur would have this. Like, hey, I have the. He won't mention to anyone else. He's puts it away for like a rainy day. I'll sell my Richard Nixon potato chip. So let's see. Kirstie Alley makes her guest pop in. I'm not a big fan of guests. That's one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes with any sitcom. It's usually the death knell, I think. But she's okay. I liked Kirstie Alley a lot in Cheers.
Never saw it.
Oh, really? All right. She's really good in Cheers. And she's fine in this. I don't know really what else. I'm sure I've seen her in other things. I just don't.
The only thing I remember her from is the Look Who's Talking series.
Ah, see, I never saw those movies.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, so she comes in. This was a period of time where she was working, I think, with Jenny Craig to lose weight. So I would even say that this is a little bit of what I refer to as a, it's an ad, but there's a certain, it's a native ad where.
Yes. Like she's adding the, she can't eat.
The premise of the thing is, is baked in.
It's like an ad within the show.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I get you.
If you ever listen to Howard Stern, Snapple was a good example of that. In the earlier days of Stern. So the guy comes wheeling in pastries, bagels, and coffee.
Thank you. You could put them right back where they came from. We don't want that poison in here. Sorry about that, Kirstie. What are you still doing?
No. Please. You enjoy, Carrie. You know, I mean, I am perfectly able to sit here and watch other people eat.
Okay.
Carrie also has her baggy top on, so I'm guessing this is her pregnancy clothing. Not 100% sure of that, but she's not wearing fitted clothing. And to me, that usually means she's pregnant.
Yeah.
So let's see. So Carrie's eating a donut. It's kind of a funny visual that Kirstie starts watching her eat.
Is it good? Mm-hmm. Is that a little pecan on top?
Oh, actually, I don't really know it.
Just give it a little taste.
Oh, okay.
Pecan?
I don't really know it.
She's like, I don't
know. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I should have told you I have this little trick. I watch other people eat, and then I enjoy the food through them.
Oh, I get it. Okay, great.
That's weird. So she's like, can you eat that one with the sprinkles? And she's like, I don't like sprinkles. She's like, oh, sure, I'll eat it. It's so funny. This is really a job for Doug. Or anyone, really. I mean, come on. I love this little moment with...
They're enjoying life.
Yeah, well, he's smoking a cigar. And it takes a hit of his inhaler. It's just so funny.
I do that.
Do you have asthma?
Yes and no. Like, it gets triggered by, like, hot air. So, like, when I used to smoke, like, joints, before I lit it, I would take a hit of my inhaler. Wow. just to get me through it.
Well, now they have edibles, so I guess you can go
that route. Yeah, true.
So let's see. We're throwing bologna at the wall. You know, they're doing things that, like, maybe people have this, like, stereotypical idea of what college is like. Throwing bologna.
Oh, there it is. Still the champ.
That doesn't count us on the line.
Hey, look, nobody likes losing at bologna darts, but show a little class.
That is the worst rug I've ever seen, by the way. Let's see. We're going to talk to Carrie.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
It's Carrie. Would you look, keep it down?
No one's making a peep, by the way.
Where are you? I'm calling at home.
I'm at Szechuan Village.
A girl?
Man, you love that place.
Was that a, I couldn't understand a word you're saying.
Well, I'm eating stuff for Kirstie Alley.
Wow, I'm in the wrong business.
So yeah, he's just like doing his thing, and Kirstie Alley's like, can you eat more? Which is just kind of funny. We get this montage. It's one of the weird songs, right? It's like... And they're building like a Chinese food fort. It's kind of funny. I remember those old Chinese food containers. They don't put anything on them anymore.
Those are big though.
Yeah. Those are the quart sizes. They're playing a Connect Four, you know, like they're getting it all out of their system to the point where it's like, all right, what now? We're just taking a look at the place, unwinding, completely bored. We have Spence doing his taxes or something. We have like the tower of Chinese food containers. This is probably like, what, 3 days?
Damn.
This would normally not be the greatest scene. I'm like, oh, where's it going? He picks up Arthur's potato chip and just downs it. And apparently the honeymoon's over. You know, they're like, forget it. Maybe they stayed a month. So let's see. Doug is returning with his box of stuff.
Dick, call a cop.
What were you doing with it anyway?
If you must know, I was circling parts of my body for a doctor's appointment.
Using her lipstick. And I just love how we have them in the front and Doug's in the back just like looking around. He just kind of gets up.
That's I'm putting you in a home.
And then he goes back and the apartment thing goes up for rent again. I don't know. Well done scene. But then we have Deacon popping in kind of like, what the hell's going on? And we kind of get in.
I feel like this is where it could be like borderline. Okay. Now you could see why he would get in trouble for this. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, and later on in the season, of the show, of course, Carrie does something similar, right?
True. Yeah. True. Very true.
Hey, man. Welcome.
Hey. I was ordering some food downstairs, and Mr. Sue said you were still up here. Didn't we give this place up?
I didn't. I kept it for a little getaway. Gonna need you to take the shoes off. I just had the carpets cleaned.
You serious?
Does it not smell mountain fresh in here? Seriously, dock those giant boats by the door, would you? Come on, sit down, man. Here you go. Let's visit.
He even has a pillow that says home sweet home. So they come down. He lights a candle. The whole thing is like super cringe.
You know what's funny? Now that it's just mine, I don't know. I want more. Just one of my manners. Would you like something to drink?
It's a jazz festival poster. I didn't even realize that's what he was putting up. Be great if he had the jazz statue.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, right?
Just water.
Sure. We got some specialty sodas here. I got Moxie, Fanta Orange, Ting. That's the official soda of Jamaica Mall.
Water is good.
You're the guest.
Moxie. So I love this, how Doug puts it on a coaster, sits back.
Something that he wouldn't do at home.
No. And of course, Deacon has to ask the hard questions.
So,
by the way, why wouldn't Deacon have taken this apartment when him and Kelly split up? I mean, it's affordable. Go for it.
Where was he in this season?
I forgot.
He was back with Kelly. But I mean, prior to this, I mean, well, then again,
if it was even open,
yeah, Szechuan Village didn't have that untimely death, I guess. Yeah.
You still with Carrie, or?
Still with Carrie. You're a character.
So, where does she think you are when you're here?
Actually, with you. I've got my Deacon in the Background impersonation pretty down pat.
Well, you're old, player.
He's hilarious. So, they're like, how are you swinging a rent alone? And... Oh, yeah, so Deacon picks up his water and he goes to put it back down. He does not put it on the coaster, and it becomes like a kind of a nice visual joke. And Doug has the face of relief.
So how are you able to swing the rent all by yourself?
Oh, I don't pay rent anymore. Mr. Sue and I, we work something out.
Hey, table 6 needs more duck sauce.
Come on, sir.
So he's bus boy. It's great. So we go down to Dugan Properties. And Christy's having a little bit of a celebrity panic attack.
Never buying a condo from some idiot who says I was great in Cagney and Lacey. I don't even want a condominium anymore. I just want to kill myself.
No. Come on. All right, how about this? I go on an eating binge for you, okay? I'll eat food until it comes out of my eyes. What do you mean?
I guess I could watch you eat some Chinese.
I know just the place.
All right, so this is one of my favorite scenes in the entire series, actually. We order from Szechuan Village, because where else are you going to order from, right? And yeah. Doug is the delivery guy / barback, everything. And his scooter is just incredible. And he's doing the delivery, not, you know, realizing that it's to Carrie's office. It's very visual, but it's definitely worth watching.
Anyway, it's a great building.
I love right how the food is just in straps.
Yeah.
Park, right. What do you think?
Could you smoke a cigarette for me?
I'd love to, but I don't have any, so.
I do, right there in my purse.
Okie dokie.
Only been in there a year.
Oh, great. Anyway, back to the condo. I think that if you like...
I love this in the background.
Like it, we really... He just really need to jump on the building.
He just goes to the floor. It's very visual. But he's basically crawling out, and he's like, I got to get out of here.
This is an actual funny scene, how he drops everything.
Yeah, like, I think he goes to back out, and someone blocked him in.
Come on, man!
So he goes over the, what's that called? The security railing?
A little hump, yeah. Drops all the Chinese food and just he's on the sidewalk knocking people over through the garbage cans. Amazing.
Oh,
Carrie
God.
Goes running out. All the food is just left on the ground.
How much, and to think about it, how much food was she gonna eat for her? Look at that. That's
yeah, well, even one bite of each container would be quite a lot.
That's 6 to 7 quarts almost.
So let's see, Carrie goes to Szechuan Village. These Chinese food places just don't exist anymore, unfortunately.
This is actually a top 3 scene of mine where she just sees them.
Oh, my God. Pork.
Yes, miss. Yeah.
Yeah, we get the panning shot.
I called for a delivery. I'm just a little confused. Is it your policy to just dump the food in the street and then drive off?
I asked back.
So Carrie's like, all right, I'll just look around. Just scanning around. As one does. Looking, there's all the cooks lined up. She's like, what the what?
So now he's a line chef also.
Yeah, why not? He sees her and their eyes meet. I think when I first saw this, I thought he was going to run to her. But instead, he runs out. He runs like she's not going to call him out for this. Runs out of the entire place. And I thought that this is fairly done. This is done really well. Like, he runs up and he has like a little screen door. And she sees that it's still closing. So she goes up to investigate, and he takes off his top. He takes off his shirt like he's not doing anything strange. Wrong.
Gary! I've been meaning to invite you over forever.
All of a sudden he's flamboyant. You know, it's like,
what the hell is going on here?
Oh, I'm gonna need you to lose the shoe.
Doug, what the hell are you doing here? What is this place?
Didn't I tell you about this? Oh, it's just a little hangout. You know, I come here to unwind. I'm here like once in a blue moon.
You're getting mail here. And you have a turtle and throat pillows that say home sweet home.
That was a housewarming gift.
Get a housewarming party?
Just the neighbors. You wouldn't have known anyone.
I don't know. It's such a weird one. So she's like, what the hell's going on? It's like a secret life. And he's like, I'm not leading a secret life.
Another life. That's crazy. Would you... Hello?
Have you asked your son if that's accurate or like if it sounds Mandarin?
I think he's just saying something like, I'll be back there in a few minutes. Like, he's not saying anything complicated, you know.
That's hilarious.
I can ask him for a more clear, you know, interpretation, but he's like, it's kind of like just very casual. Like, it's not like anything complicated. So they're just kind of talking it out, and he's like, I just need a place, you know, to be alone, you know. We get to the shot of Kirstie Alley who's looking at some type of Cinnabon and a cigarette. The guy who delivers the food walks by.
Have you seen Carrie?
And they're just kind of hanging out at their second home.
This is nice.
Yeah. Glad you decided to stay.
Thank you. Would you mind if I asked what you're doing?
Hey, you want to throw some bologna?
I don't exactly know what that means, but no.
Yeah, so the next day, we, or we don't know exactly when, but we have a little closing, a little outro, and we find out about a certain policy that maybe Doug has overlooked.
Doug, turtle soup for table 7.
Come on, sir.
He looks at the bowl.
Oh, my God. Is this?
I told you, no pets.
Wow.
That's it. I told you, no pets.
It's pretty in retrospect, thinking about it now, wouldn't it have been kind of like okay to be like, hey, we have this other apartment, let's give it to Arthur? And maybe he could do something for Mr. Chow. You know?
That's actually a great idea. Throw him up there and let him. He'd probably get fired pretty quickly, though.
I'll be honest with you. You picked a really good episode because, in my opinion, as the seasons went on, the jokes were getting a little repetitive and like a little bland. But this episode definitely was the highlight of this last season.
I don't know. I enjoy all of the seasons. I think that I really just enjoy most of them, but I really enjoy this particular episode, even though there's a guest star. It's one of my, like, red flags. I'm like, oh, brother. But I thought Kirstie Alley was good enough. Like, she wasn't too involved in the episode. So, yeah, all in all, I thought it was really funny. I always like to mention top five TV shows at the time. Mm-hmm. Were this is the week of February 6th to the 12th in 2006. Number one is Grey's Anatomy, huge show, then Desperate Housewives, American Idol, CSI Crime Scene Investigation, and Dancing with the Stars, which I think was like kind of new. I never watched it.
It was at the peak in 2006 for sure.
Yeah. Movies, When a Stranger Calls, Big Mama's House 2, Nanny McPhee, Final Destination 3, and Curious George.
I do remember Big Mama's House. My grandmother had a DVD and I would watch it.
Nice.
I was starting high school in 2006.
Yeah.
Wow.
You were new to it. And music wise, maybe you were listening to some of this stuff. Mariah Carey's The Emancipation of Mimi. No idea. The High School Musical soundtrack was rising fast that week. The Greatest Songs of the 50s by Barry Manilow, which is probably pretty good, but I don't know it. Mary J. Blige is number one with her album The Breakthrough. So, pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought all in all, this is a really good episode. A lot of fun to watch. I appreciate you taking the time.
Of course, Mark, always. And I had a great time, and this was a great episode. And thank you for choosing this one and letting me be a part of this one. And I can't wait to be back again. I appreciate it, Mark.
It's wonderful. I really appreciate it. If people like this podcast, please subscribe, leave a review. You can find us on Facebook. It's a small group, but it's growing. The King of Queens podcast group. And I look forward to the next one.